Sagt the Mishnah, the bones, the Gidin, and the Noiser meat of Pesach have to be burned on the 16th of Nisan, the first day of Chalamoid. If the 16th falls on Shabbos, it's not burned until the 17th, because the burning of these things do not override Yom Tov or Shabbos. Sagt the Gemara, Rav Mori bar Ravu, in the name of Rav Yitzchak, said, the bones of Kodshim meat that contain Kodshim, meaning the marrow and the bones, which has since become Noiser, make one's hands Tomei, just like Noiser itself, because the bones were a base for an Osir item. Shagat Gemara, maybe our Mishnah could be a proof to this. Mishnah says that the bones must be burned. If the Mishnah is referring to bones without marrow, they can just be thrown out. It must be referring to bones with marrow. Even so, why can't they just be broken open after they become nicer? Because before that time, it's also to break the bones of the Pesach. But after that time, break them open, remove the marrow, and then throw them out. It must be because the bones themselves are treated like nicer, like Rabbi Yitzchak said, and therefore they must be burned as well. Mara said, no, it could be that the bones are not treated like nicer, even just because they contain nicer. But our Mishnah may hold that one may not break the bones of a Pesach even after it became nicer. Therefore, the bones must be burned because the nicer marrow that it continues to contain have to be gotten rid of, but only through burning, not through breaking. Fact, the Gemara Mishnah says that one does not get malchus for breaking the bone of a Pesach that's tameh. We see that the issur of breaking the bones does not apply to a Pesach that's pasul, so it shouldn't apply when it's nicer either. The Gemara says if the Pesach was initially valid, the issur to break the bones remain in effect even after it becomes pasul. The Mishnah that says he doesn't get malchus is referring to a case where the Pesach was pasul from the get-go. We find that Rav Yaakov makes this distinction in a braisa as well. Fact, the Gemara braisa says bones of karbonis other than a Pesach do not need to be burned, but of a Pesach they have to be burned. Presumably this is because the bones of other karbonis may be broken open to remove the marrow, after which the bones would not have to be burned, and they can just be thrown out, but the bones of a Pesach may not be broken. We see that the bones are not themselves considered nicer on account of having contained the nicer marrow, which is not like Rav Yitzchak said. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, the Brice is discussing a case where he found a pile of broken bones whose marrow had been removed. If the bones are from other Kabbanas, we assume that they were broken open or removed before they became nicer, and therefore the bones never contained nicer and need not be burned. However, if they're from a Pesach, we must assume that they were not broken open until they were already nicer, which is why they must be burned. Rizvitz says a different test. Rizvitz says the Bryce is discussing where he found the pile of bones and sees that the bones on top of the pile had been broken and emptied of the marrow. So if they're from other Kabbanas, we can assume that all the bones in the pile were likewise broken open and emptied, and therefore need not be burned. But if they're from a Pesach, although the top of the pile were broken and emptied, we can't assume that the rest were also broken and emptied, and they will therefore have to be burned unless he checks through the entire pile. Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda name Rav said all Gidin have the status of meat except for the Gidin of the neck. Fact, the Gemara Mishnah says that the bones, the Gidin, and the Noiser must be burned. The Mishnah can't be referring to regular Gidin because if they must be burned for having been left overnight, that would fall under the Noiser category. It's not a separate category of Gidin. It must be referring to the Gidin of the neck, which people don't eat, and will therefore have to be burned in the morning. If these Gidin do not have the status of meat, why do they have to be burned at all? So Rav Chisda answers, the Mishnah is referring to the Gid Anosha according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that only the Gid Anosha of one side is Osir, and although we're not certain which side is Osir, it's likely to be the right side. Because we're uncertain according to Rabbi Yehuda, both Gid Anoshas may not be eaten. One is a true Isser Daraisa, and the other one is because we're unsure which is the true Isser. So the Gid Anosha that is actually Mutter and is not eaten due to the uncertainty must be burned when it's left overnight and becomes nicer. Since it's never eaten, the Mishnah mentions it separately as needing to be burned, but really in a Hanami, it falls in as nicer. Zaktimar, even if one says that Rabbi Yehuda is certain that only the right one is Osir, it's machlek, it's whether Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Bavade or not, the Mishnah may be discussing where the two Gid Anoshos became mixed up, in which case neither may be eaten. Rav Ashi gives another test. Rav Ashi says the Mishnah's mention of Gidin refers to the fats around the Gid Anosha, which a Braisa says is mutter, but which Klal Yisrael have accepted upon themselves of the custom of not eating it. And therefore, Midiraisa, really, it should be a mutter, but we mention it separately because it's not, because of this, this is the case. Ravina said the Mishnah is referring to the Gid that is near, but on the outside of the Gid Anosha, which Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Shmuel, says is only Osir Dirabbanan. The Mishnah said, Chal Shisha Osir Vechulu. Fact, the Gemara, why doesn't the assay of burning noiser override the lois assay of not being allowed to burn it on Yom Tov? So Chizkiyah said the pasuk of loisasiru menu ad boiker noiser menu ad boiker beishu soifu. The pasuk mentions the word boiker twice, the second time, to tell us that the leftover kachrim of Pesach night can't be burned on the morning of the first day of Pesach. Rather, it must wait till boiker and boiker, meaning the second morning, the first morning of Chalamoid, to get burned. Abaye said the pasuk says oilas Shabbos Shabbatai. Only a carbon of Shabbos may be burned on Shabbos, and only a carbon of Yom Tov may be burned on Yom Tov. Certainly, then a pasul carbon may not be burned on Yom Tov. Rava said the pasuk says hu levado yeyaso lechem. Levado teaches that a mila done after the eighth day does not override Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it can be done later. Similarly, burning the kachrim, which can be done afterwards, will not override Shabbos or Yom Tov. Rav Ashi gives another test. He said the pasuk regarding Yom Tov says Shabbos Soin. This teaches this word teaches that someone who does malacha on Yom Tov is over, besides the lois aseh, is also over an aseh of Shabbosoin. So besides the lois aseh, there's also an aseh for doing malacha on Yom Tov. If so, the aseh of burning kachim on Yom Tov, although it can roll aseh doicha lois aseh, aseh is not doicha lois aseh v'aseh, in which case it is, and therefore it can't be doicha Yom Tov.